Recording number 14, bugs, cockroaches, and crickets.
Yeah, I've seen crickets in the basement of the garage. They can mean a couple of things. Crickets, they like moist areas. They like the coolness of the home. They eat other insects, small insects like spiders, ants, kill bugs. They'll have some good time with the plants, too. They're on kind of the middle of the food chain. Spiders and centipedes you can consider to be on the top of the food chain, and it goes down to like crickets, and then probably ants and pill bugs. The way we treat for those is crickets on the outside is we'll just do a nice 3 feet out, 3 feet out foundation spray, and that'll knock them out, and all their friends like spiders, crickets, centipedes, earwigs. If they're in the garage or the basement, now the garage I'll actually do some B&G spray on the inside. I don't spray the baseboards on the inside of the house like I talked before. It's a non-invasive spray, so down the basement, like I showed you earlier, where that cell phone was, we kind of saw some dead spiders. Yeah, and then underneath your kitchen sink. That's a high concentration area where a lot of bugs go to drink for water, to get food. We treat those areas, the bugs get their product on them and go outside and die. But they actually walk on the outside of your pipe. Soon future bugs come in, they're affected. So the crickets will spread that product on the outside of the pipes, and we do the main levels and then the supplement based standard. Are they anywhere else, like upstairs or? Okay, now you said you have roaches in the garage too, in the kitchen. Okay, yeah, no, you're not the only one to talk about roaches. We'll not call the bugs that while we're here. Roaches, they're kind of a different story. They're kind of harder to treat. They can make you sick. Really, there's only been like one or two people in this whole neighborhood I've ever heard of even have roaches. We'll get you covered. We use an ant and roach bait called Advian. It's organic. It's like a gel bait on the inside. That'll attract them, kind of pull them out, and then they'll die. Now roaches get eaten by spiders and other bugs too. Usually they'll be, you know, in the garage, underneath the sink. They like damp flurries too, but they're more in like drier areas, I guess you could say. And they can reproduce. They can get pretty big. I know you've seen a roach before. I mean, if you've seen Men in Black, no. So we'll get those covered for you too. The foundation spray on the outside will help. The tick granule will help. But really, the inside injection system, the cracking crevice will knock out those roaches, the crickets, and all the bugs we talked about. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't worry too much. I'm here with that. We're on engines and BBBs, so we'll get you covered for those. Roaches are just in that standard. That standard pest, like I said, but they're sometimes on newer homes too. Construction, sometimes they're moving real quick, or it just kind of depends where they come. But put you down for the crickets and the roaches. That's just the special. That's no issue for those guys. But remember, you're getting like carpenter ants, the ticks, the bees. We just get everything, the whole platinum deal, and you'll be good to go for that. It just depends. Crop preferences can get pretty big, but half the size of my pen in this area. Crickets can get big too. Some people say cave crickets or sprickets. It's like a spider and cricket mix. You're not seeing any of those are in the basement around. Okay. Yeah, I'll just make a quick note here for my dad when he comes by, and we'll get to.